All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me on this episode, I've got the one and only Johnny Zudo. Johnny, how are you doing?
I'm well, Artie. How are you?
Doing just fine, getting by, all things considered. So, good. Hey, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Oh, wow. Well, when I was a younger lad, my uncles were very into it. My whole mom's side of the family was kind of into it. And she was a big Dusty Rhodes and Mr. Wrestling, too. Those were her two favorites. But my uncles had some old tapes they recorded off of TV down in Georgia with Macho Man Randy Savage. And so he was really the first eyeballs that I had on professional wrestling, and I was hooked immediately.
Oh, so you were got the flavor, the charismatic flavor of the business with well, especially Macho Man and Dusty.
Yes, yeah. That's always been my favorite side of it too, the over the top larger than life characters.
That is awesome. So they've always been your favorites from then?
Yeah, I mean just seeing them go out there and the way that crowds responded to them, but they were bright, and every single, like, from head to toe, they were just these icons, these people who were larger than life. And when you'd see them, they walked down to the ring, and they just had this charisma that, you know, you wish you could bottle.
Yeah. So as time has gone on, especially now that you're in the business, has there been any other people that have kind of intrigued you, or little bits and parts of certain wrestlers are going, I like that. I want to try to see if I can put my own little flavor on it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The longer that I've been watching wrestling and going to it, obviously the more I dedicate myself to the craft. I want to be more technical. I want to do all the cool wrestling moves, but I want it to look crisp. And so people that I look up to are like the Daniel Bryans, CM Punk is my personal hero. Just those like people who are very technical, but like somebody like CM Punk, who's very charismatic and very great on the microphone, kind of has it all. Yeah, absolutely. And even people that I never thought that I would like going back and seeing people as a kid that I just hated, like Triple H or Chris Jericho or some of these guys growing up. And modeling after it, like, why did I hate that so much as a kid? Because now I look at it as an adult, like, that was brilliant. These guys are smart.
Yeah. Oh. True. I totally agree with, especially right now, with every time Chris Jericho gets the spotlight on him, he is able to reinvent himself and then hold you in the palm of his hand, you know?
Yeah, he's the GOAT. I say it to all my friends, he's the best ever. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. It's, I mean, who else has it? What other heel in any company has their own theme song sung back to them after he's at entrance and after the music is even quit?
Yeah, none. No heel gets that kind of that reaction. That's like, yeah, we love you, but we also hate you.
Yeah, and you know, and you could see him. He's smirking and he's trying. I know he's probably trying to hold not to laugh because he's got to stay in character, but you know he's loving it.
Oh, absolutely. How can you not?
That's great. So then what got you in the mindset of getting into the ring yourself? How'd that all come to be?
Yeah. In high school, I played a lot of football and I loved it. And when high school ended, I didn't try to go play collegiate sports, which sometimes I think back on and I was like, I really should have done that. But I wanted to, after leaving high school, I wanted to go to college, but I wanted to try something new and different. And I've always loved wrestling since I was a kid. So I looked up places around Colorado and I contacted a couple. I contacted one place and they were like, sorry, kid, we moved to California. And I was like, oh, that's it. You know, my dreams are over. and then I was down in the Springs, in Colorado Springs, where I grew up for most of my life. And I went to a WWE house show, nothing, you know, televised, just a little dark house show. And As I'm walking up to the thing, there's these guys handing out papers, and they're like, "Oh, come on, check this out, check this out." And I'm like, "I don't want your trash, man." Just a typical like fan going in there, like, "I don't want that. I'm here to see wrestling," And as I'm leaving, there's all these papers scattered all over the ground, and it was like a scene from a movie, man. The wind, picked up, and this paper like attached itself to my leg, and I, picked it up, and I uncrumpled it. Live pro wrestling here in Colorado Springs. And I was like, I looked at my friend. I was like, "I have to go. I can't miss this. I have to check it out." And I did. And I talked to the guy after, the promoter, and he became one of my trainers. And been wrestling kind of off and on ever since.
Oh, right. When was this, and what was this? What company, if you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, they are since kind of defunct. But this was in 2000 and 2011. 2000 and yeah, 2011, early 2011, Asylum Championship Wrestling down in Colorado Springs, ran by Brandon Bishop.
Brandon Bishop, some long time people and stalwarts in the industry here in Colorado will know that, and I've gotten to know it doing all this too. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, he was one of my trainers along with Zane Morris and old Michael Bogue, guys that I learned a lot from, and I appreciate.
that's cool, awesome. All right, and so from the time you started training, when was it that you had your first match?
So I started training actually on my 21st birthday. So I started training, and I would say I probably had my first match maybe 4 or 5 months in. I was not ready. I wasn't even close to ready. I got saddled with a gimmick at the time. Hannah Montana was super popular. I don't know if you know, but she had a Miley Cyrus had a Party in the USA song, and it was like the number one song. It was a hit, and everybody's singing it. And Zane Morris, who is an off the wall crazy guy, but I love him. He came up to me and he's like, "I've got a gimmick for you. This is it. You're gonna be Johnny Montana, the cousin body double for Hannah Montana, because why not? It's professional wrestling." And so I went with it. I went and found this little like pink skirt, and he made me this Johnny Montana t-shirt, and I got a wig and came out with some USA flags, and we partied in the USA, and people loved it. They went insane over it, and I was like, "This is never gonna work." But it did.
That's fantastic. Hey, that's
Yeah.
great. Yeah, definitely. We are well past the Hannah Montana craze now.
Yes, we are.
And I didn't really know you back then because I haven't been in the business, doing all this for too long. But my understanding, doing a little bit of research and just with RMP getting going again and that stuff like that, you took a little bit of a break before getting back into this ring for this current rung, ring,
Yes. Yeah,
rung, yeah.
yes. So I people get accidents happen, people get injured, and I pinched my sciatic nerve. And it was, it was nobody's fault. It was a typical body slam. But things just happen. And so I pinched my sciatic nerve, and I couldn't really walk for a little while. So I had to really, really take time back, because I mean, I was at training every single day, which is probably why I pinched it. My body was not responding well to be beat up all the time. But and then I got a job offer, an internship rather. For my dream job. I was so stoked. I applied for the internship and got it, and I thought, this is it. This is my chance to get the job. And it didn't work out, unfortunately, but I got other jobs and other things. Kind of took me away from wrestling and healing and doing all that. And it's about 4 or 5 years of working, really trying to get this job that I never gotten. Eventually I came back a little bit, and I do a couple practices, and I think I actually did a couple shows, and I re-injured my sciatic nerve, which was rough the second time, because you're like, I don't know, for me it was a more mental thing at the second time. It was like am I ever gonna, heal? Is this ever gonna go away? But actually, I did some stretches and some yoga, some DDPY, shameless plug, and it really helped. It was really awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, because sciatica could be that could be a tricky thing to figure out what to do to heal it, what to correct it. What does it need to what needs to happen to get better? It could be tricky. Yeah. So now you're kind of getting back into hot and heavy. Did you just try to figure out and then this current run, what school to go to and got your eyes focused on R&P? Or was it
Well, I
always?
worked with Mercury, Matt Yaden, and those guys well before I got injured. Actually, we were NRW at the time, New Revolution Wrestling, and we were working out at Bobby Lashley's gym, Top Team Altitude here in Colorado, when I was injured. And so I knew those guys. I actually came to Milestone 2. I think I was at Milestone 1, but around Milestone 2 is when I joined NRW, and I had my tryout match with Matt Yaden, and I'm sure I did terrible, but he saw something in me and let me come back and hang out around and train and learn from these guys over the years. So it just RMP, Rocky Mount Pro, NRW has always felt kind of like home. These are the people I know and the brothers and sisters who I've sweat and bled with. So it was nice to get back to familiar faces, but Matt's a guy who I have the most respect for, and he's always been somebody who I feel like he wants to make professional wrestling in Colorado something bigger than it is. And I've always kind of felt that way, so I've always had that respect and same goal, really. I don't know, I don't know when over the years my goals changed, but it went from being in WWE to I just want to make this bigger in Colorado wrestling. I want some kid who wants to be a wrestler to see there is this in Colorado and I could come do it at a high level.
Oh, that's a fantastic way to look at it. I like that a lot. That's great. So you had a so you just basically you had a lot of connections, a lot of familiarity, and it was just it was great just to quote unquote step back into the ring right in a familiar spot.
Yeah, I mean it's bigger than it was back when I was starting, but it was very small. Everybody knew everybody. Pretty much everybody worked on the same shows for the different promotions. So you knew the faces really quick.
Yeah, true. This current run, current cycle, what do you think about the Rocky Mountain Pro teaming up with, of course, the Al Snow Wrestling Academy, Rocky Mountain, which is the renamed Rocky Mountain Training Academy, and then also facility with Fast Performance. What's it been like for you to get all that info and all that training put in to yourself?
Man, it's been a blast, an honor. Well, first with Al Snow and getting that connection here. Al and Matt have a connection, and they're two guys from basically the same place in Ohio. So their friendship and bond has been awesome because Al Snow's been out here a bunch. He's done a bunch of seminars with us, and he's really taken a liking to Matt, and he believes in the same goal. I think he believes in Matt's goals, and that's cool to see. So it's awesome to have a legend, a man that I watched as a kid, and was one of those guys who was like, I hate him, but there's something about him I like, because he's good at making you hate him when you're supposed to hate him, making you like him when you're supposed to like him. So I've learned a lot from him and watching over that. Matt's learned a lot, and that partnership is great for Rocky Mountain Pro. It's great for Colorado wrestling. Fast Performance is amazing. Scotty and that whole group, nothing but love for those guys. Scotty has helped me so much. He's helped me get ready for this. He helped me get ready for Milestone 10 for that Colorado Cup victory that I had, and he's helped me get, back into shape, because I didn't do a good job of taking care of myself. That's on me. So, but he's made it fun too. That's the other thing. Like, it's fun going in there and working out, and it's fun doing these training sessions. And I pretty much go from fast performance workout right into wrestling training, but it's fun. It's fun again.
That's awesome. That's great. In total length, how long have you with your little bit of break, how long have you think you've been doing this thing?
So joined in 2011. My birthday is at the end of the year, so it'll be coming up on 11 years.
Wow.
To sorry, I joined in 2010. So 2001 will be 11 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so far, in the your wrestling career, who have been some of your favorite people to work in the ring with?
Oh man. There's so many great people here. There's really a lot of underrated people. Matt's been a guy who's always been, he's always taken care of you, and it's always had fun competitive matches with him. Mercury Matt Yaden. Superstar Andrew Ryan is an old good friend of mine. I tag teamed with him. I've, wrestled against him one-on-one. We've traveled to Texas, Utah, all these other states, and wrestled with and against each other. One of my favorite opponents. And I mean, there's just so many great people. I feel like I'm going to leave somebody off and feel terrible about it.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones that come to mind. There's some guys who I don't know if they're even wrestling anymore. Aaron the Candy Man, a guy I love wrestling. Jason Knoll, a great wrestler. There's so many, man. I learned something new every person I wrestle, so
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, before we talk about the present and what's kind of coming up in the near future, what about the far future? Who would you like to get into the ring with? And this could be anybody, anywhere, anyhow. If you can name it, it can happen.
If I can name it, it can happen. Awesome. I would love to there's a few faces here in Colorado that I really want to wrestle. The Rocky Mountain Dragon Atiba, guy I want to wrestle. I have a lot of respect for. Bruce Wayans, another guy I want to wrestle. Have a lot of respect for. Outside of the promotion, Bruce Rogers, a guy I have not had a chance to wrestle, but also have a lot of respect for. I mean, there's a lot of people. Joe Barton, Joe McDougal. I kind of want to rise above whatever split in the promotions, and I'd like to wrestle, anybody who would like to wrestle me. That's maybe a cop out, but it's true.
Cop out, maybe a call out.
Call out. That too. Cop out and a call out.
That's good. That's a fantastic list. Some young guns and some veterans in the area too, especially Joe and well, the provider, whatever you want to call him, the cult awaits you,
Yes.
That's great. Okay, well, so we have so talking about the upcoming future, you mentioned it, and congratulations, winner of the Colorado Cup. And speaking of that, how was that winning, coming back and winning that darn thing?
Man, it was huge. It felt so good to be back in a ring, and probably the most nervous I've been wrestling in a while, because like you said, I had just come back. This was my first kind of show in quite a long time. And I always have the butterflies before me, but usually, the bell rings and you forget about that because it's go time. And not this was not the case. Those butterflies were with me until I eliminated Damon Ace and Balaam Lynx. I mean, they were with me the whole way through. So
Yeah.
that was a different experience for me, but it felt so good to be back because, I don't know, I feel like the crowd reacted well to me and they enjoyed seeing me eliminate those jerks. So.
Yeah, well, in this particular case, especially Damon Ace, and I was kind of getting to that. If people don't know, and they probably should, as soon as they can, if they're not, there's a subscriber course on the RMP Twitch feed. Watch the latest charged recordings. Otherwise, wait for them to come out. But they'll see a lot of that happening. And you winning the Cholera Cup now has kind of put you forefront and maybe fortunately or unfortunately in the crosshairs of the wave, the Vulture, Damon Ace, and oh man, the Mario Vanger. God, what's it like trying to get into that mix there?
I think anybody who was in my shoes and my boots would do the same thing. You win the cup, you get a shot at any title on the card.
Yeah.
Why not go for the biggest dog?
Right.
It's been a while since I've been there, and the fans, some of them may know me, some of them I might be a new face, but you're gonna make an impression when you go after the champ. And so that was the mindset that I had behind it. The numbers game is not on my side. Dustin is a guy that I've known over the years. He's smart. He's methodical. He's a little bit evil. And Damon Ace is a tough, tough competitor. I definitely can't lose focus. When I do take on Dustin, I cannot lose focus, and I got to keep my head on a swivel because I just know that things are going to be coming at me from all angles.
Yeah, that's true. You thought about maybe asking around there in the back, getting a couple little backup just in case.
You're smart. You're smart, Artie. I don't want to reveal too much of the game plan, but yeah, there's some people I got in mind. There's some faces I think who also want to make a name
Yeah.
for themselves, and some old guys who got some beef with Dustin that with the whole wake that you may see
Yeah,
again. So
exactly. Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking that
yeah.
maybe we might have some people that may with Mario returning, thinking, "Oh yeah, I need to get back at him." And then of course Damon Ace, the one of the new young studs, it's like, oh, we got to put this young guy out of, thinking that he's not gonna rule the roost, coming in here.
Yes. Knock him down a peg. Yeah, great minds think alike, Artie.
That's fantastic. Oh, great. All right. Well, that's gonna be fun, and that's happening at the next Rocky Mountain Pro event in Shocktober, right?
That's correct. Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
should be lots of fun. Yeah, gonna be here in a little while, as time of this recording, in a couple weeks. So that should be fun. All right. Well, I think that might be a fantastic place to wrap up this interview here there with you. But before I do let you go, people wanted to follow you on the social medias and keep up to date what you've got going on. Where could they do that?
Yeah. If you want to follow Sweet Johnny Zudo, you can check me out at Twitter at Sweet Johnny's or yeah at Sweet Johnny Zudo on Twitter, on Instagram at Johnny underscore Zuto.
Fantastic. All right.
Zuto.
Yeah, Zuto. Awesome. All right. Fantastic. Well, once again, thank you for coming on this episode of Wrestling with Altitude, and I will be seeing you here in a short while at Shocktober.
It's an honor and a privilege, Artie. Thank you so much. I will see you there.
Once again, a big huge thank you to Johnny Zuto for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing himself to all of our listeners. Check him out there on all the social medias. And of course, most importantly, Shocktober happening in a short little while there for Rocky Mountain Pro. All right, let's do a quick weekend review. What I got to experience that since the last time I recorded, when it comes to professional wrestling, and that was the Primos Premier Pro Wrestling's Slave to the Death match 11 tournament from the Watering Bowl, and all I can say about that is some of those guys and gals, you guys are crazy. It was entertaining and a lot of ooh and ah moments. Then also last weekend, since the last time we recorded, got to see the return of Respect Women's Wrestling from the Oriental Theater, which is a different spot than they normally have it, which is the Herman's Hideaway. But Oriental Theater was able to host, and it was great to see a lot of people I've seen before, and of course some new people as well. So that was great to see all of them, and all those ladies did kick some booty. All right, so what do we have coming up for this upcoming week? We've got a few things. We've got, speaking of the Oriental Theater, we've got the return of Lucha Libre and Laughs. They're having their event. Once again, a two show per night event. Want to get tickets to that? Head over to the Oriental Theater's website at orientaltheater.com, and there's, I believe, a 7:30 show and a 9:30 show to choose from. Then also, the Colorado Springs Wrestling is back with their Slam Bash 5 Halloween event. Special guest of Shark Boy, and of course, you know, I'm pretty excited about that. Kind of one of my favorite TNA slash Impact wrestlers of all time. All right, well, before we get out of here, let's ask you if you like this show. Head over to the Trending Topics Network. And check out some other shows such as All Beer Inside, the Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling Cheers. Want to get in contact with this show? WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the website. Podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the email address. Facebook of Wrestling With Altitude and Twitter handle of Wrestle Altitude. Thank you all for listening and supporting, and Wrestling With Altitude.